welcome all of you that are visiting with us today. We're delighted that you're here, and we hope that you'll come back every opportunity that you have. What a wonderful thing it is that we can come together to worship and serve the Lord. We appreciate all you visitors. We want you to come back. We want you to be part of us, and anytime you want to come and worship with us, please feel free. This morning, we're going to talk about a question. A question that was asked many, many years ago that ties in with the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What it must have been like when those women went and they did not find Jesus. Surely they needed to be told, and they did. Go and tell others and tell them to come and see. When your focus is upon the cross of Jesus, when you, as the Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews 12, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Young people, keep your attention, your focus on Jesus. Mothers and daddies, husbands and wives, keep your eyes focused upon Jesus. The Bible tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. When you come in contact with truth, when you know what is right, and you're willing to surrender to it, there'll be changes. I mean drastic changes in our lives. Because we realize that, yes, we're not going to be here always. You cannot talk about Jesus without talking about dying. For my Lord and your Lord, the Son of God, was willing to go all the way to Golgotha and die that ignominious death upon the cross because he loved us and he cared for us. And so in view of the resurrection of Jesus, the question that was asked many, many years ago in Job chapter 14 and verse 14, the question is, if a man dies, shall he live again? Will he be resurrected? Job asked that question. Job had gone through a lot of troubles and trials, and yet he realized that even when he dies, will he be raised up from the grave? Paul wrote to the Corinthians, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 9, verse 27, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. No wonder you read in Ecclesiastes 12, and verse 5, where the wise man said also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, talking about older people, fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail. Look what God says. Because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. I preached two funerals this past week. Friends, I know that the Bible is true. All you have to do is look around. You know that we all in this building this morning will face the appointment of death. No wonder then in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7, the wise man then says, the dust shall return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. We're going through that. If a man die, shall he live again? Yes. Why? because he's not always going to stay in the grave. When he dies, will he actually be raised up from the grave? The answer is yes. Listen to what Jesus said. John 5, 28 and 29, Jesus said, "Marvel not at this, for all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life." Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that marvelous? We're going to be raised up from the grave. And those that have done good will be resurrected to what? To eternal life. But, he says, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. How tragic. We don't want a single one in this building this morning to be lost, but you're lost if you're not in Jesus Christ. If you die, what kind of resurrection will you have this morning? There will be a day of resurrection. Yes, Jesus tells us clearly. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." He says in Acts 4, verse 12, being grieved, the Bible says that they taught the people and preached through Jesus. The apostles were preaching that Jesus was raised up from the dead. In Acts 4, verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Buzz read to us this morning from a beautiful passage of Scripture. And notice what the Bible says. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Siloam, what did they do? They wanted to go see the body. They wanted to get as close to Jesus' body as they could. Did you know what time in the morning they got up at the break of day? Sometimes we can't even get up later in the day to even get to worship the God that we serve and to remember the Lord who died on that cross. But these women, they're up at the break of day. They're going to Jesus where Jesus is. Ah, when they got there, they saw something. He wasn't there. And they were told, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen." He died, didn't he? Yes. "Where is he now?" "He's risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Look at it. It's empty. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you." Ah, they came so early. But they had great news. Friend, how close are you to Jesus? How important is Jesus Christ to you this morning? Whether you be young, middle-aged, or old. "O death, where is thy sting?" Yes, you will die. Christ, though he did and was raised from the grave, and look what glorious things we have as a result of that great resurrection. Number one, there is a resurrection, there is a new covenant, and that is covenant is the New Testament of Jesus Christ. No wonder you can read in Colossians 3, verse 17, Paul said, "Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father through him." Why? God had delivered all power to him, Matthew 28, 18. Jesus now has all authority. And he was raised up from the grave. He wanted the gospel to preach, and Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of it." Romans 1, verse 16. But with the resurrection, there is forgiveness. All of us sinners, all of us can be forgiven. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ was shed. Yes, he died that terrible death, but it was so that God, through him, could find forgiveness for you sinners and me. We're lost without him. If a man die, shall he live again? He'll be raised up. We want all people to be ready to meet him, because there's even the people that murdered him, that cried out, "Crucify Him! Crucify Him!" In Acts 2, verse 38, when they were told to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, that's exactly what they did. 3,000. When they believed it and they obeyed it, and the Lord added that day about 3,000. With the resurrection, there's the church. The body of Jesus. Remember in Acts 20, Paul is speaking to those elders over the Ephesian church. He said, "Take heed unto yourselves and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of the Lord which He hath purchased with His own blood." The church, our family. You're my brother, you're my sister, we're in one body. We love each other, we call each other's name, we salute each other. Why? Because we are followers of Jesus Christ. We're going to be what? Close together. Just like in the family, your physical family, we are together. And when you weep, we weep. When you rejoice, we rejoice. Because you're my brother. You're my sister. Why? Because the kingdom of God, the church of Jesus Christ. And just think, you can go to God because of the resurrection, and Jesus is our mediator between God and man. You can talk to the one who created all the heavens. Did you get up this morning at about 4:47? I woke up, got up. My wife was already up, and guess what she wanted me to do? To go out and look at the moon. Can you believe that at 4:47, almost 5? She said, "It is beautiful." And I got up and I went and I looked through that blind, and sure enough, it was... How many of you were up at 4:47 this morning? Well, some of you were up a little bit later than that because I've already heard that some of the kids got you up because of Easter. And that's really nice too. But what a refreshing thing to see the majesty of our Creator. And God put that moon, put that beautiful sunrise this morning, and you and I can behold the glory and the majesty of God. With the resurrection, though we have laid two people last week very close to us in the grave, there is hope. If a man dies, shall he live again? Yes. Why does he live in life, faithfully serving the Lord, so he can live forever with God? Paul said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give to me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love His appearing." If you can stand and would like to, would you please stand and let's sing, "God is so good." Let's sing, everybody, together. God is so good, is He? God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Jesus is, isn't He? Yes. Jesus is real. He's so real to me. What has He done? He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. And He made me whole. What will we do? Good. Everybody. I pray. I praise His name. He's so good to me. Please be seated. Yes, there's a beautiful passage that we want to remember. In Revelation 21, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, Now behold, I make all things new. And He said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. No more tears, no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, no more pain. Who said that? God. For whom? For those who die in the Lord. Yes, in Acts 17, verse 18. Certain of the philosophers of the Epicureans and the Stoics encountered Him. And some said, What will this babbler say? Others, some, He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods. Why? Because they preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. Will there be a resurrection? Will you and I be raised? No question about it. Yes. In 1 Peter 1, verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Did He and was He raised up? Yes. And no wonder then, we have the beautiful figure of baptism pictured to us in 1 Peter 3, verse 21. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, by the resurrection of Jesus our Lord. You know what people will see in us when we find Jesus? You're going to find people wanting to go to worship. They don't want to miss. They want to do not want to forsake the assembling of themselves together. Why? They want more and more of that which brings them together. Jesus said, John, verses chapter 4, 23 and 24, The hour cometh and now is when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such doth the Father seek to worship Him. Did you hear it? God wants you. He wants me to worship Him. How often? As much as you can. You know what you're going to be doing when you get there finally home to heaven? You'll be worshiping Him throughout eternity. You know, in the second place, we're going to be so anxious to do everything we can for others. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 12, Therefore, whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do ye even so unto them. For this is the law and the prophets. And we're going to be telling others over and over and over how much God loves them, how much we love them, and we want them to be saved. In Acts 4, verse 12, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And guess what? God's people are going to be sharing with others. Our elders last year sent some 30-something thousand dollars to people who were going through those trials out in Texas. We care. We're God's people. We want to help each other. And we want to build each other up because we belong to Jesus Christ. Yes, we'll share and we'll read and we'll study and we'll share with others the good news of salvation. Will there be a resurrection of the dead? No question. We will die, but there will be a grand resurrection. He said unto them, Be not afraid. Just as Jesus was raised up from the grave, so likewise, so shall we. No wonder then we just read over and over and over about the wonderful love of Jesus that constrains us, to move us, to get us here, even sometimes when you're not feeling well, what? You say, I just can't miss. I want to go if I possibly can, and I want to serve the Lord. Why? Because He died for me. Because I'm one of His children, and I want to be with Him forevermore. I deliver unto you, Paul said, first of all, that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. In summation this morning, let me tell you, Job, oh, he suffered so much, but what did he do? Job says, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you here this morning not a Christian? Why? Aren't you ready today to be baptized for the remission of your sins? You know what? The Bible tells us clearly that Jesus has promised to completely forgive us of our sins. Won't you arise and be baptized? Wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Are you a Christian and you haven't lived faithfully? Knowing that we will die, knowing that there will be a resurrection, and knowing that includes you, that includes me, that includes us all. If you need to confess your sins because you've not lived publicly right, ask God to forgive you. He's promised that He will. We want to assist you and we want to help you. Come just as you are. Won't you come? We're standing to sing this encouraging song. If you're subject anyway to the invitation of Jesus, give me your hand, but God's your heart. Come now and obey Him while together we stand and while we